All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported, WNYC Studios.
This is New Tech City, WNYC's weekly look at how technology is changing the way New Yorkers live. I'm Manoush Zomorodi. This week, we're talking money and risk. In the early 1990s, Wall Street started getting more automated, using computers instead of people on the floor of the stock exchange. Trades are now made in fractions of a second, and that's also led to scary swings in the market. Only the big firms can really afford these technologies and algorithms, often edging out the smaller brokers and getting an advantage. But reporter Galen Droog found a local company that wants to give everyone a chance to trade fast and maybe take back some of the power from the big boys on Wall Street.
For those on the outside of elite financial institutions, the technology behind automated trading largely remains a mystery, even within the tech community. That's in part because this kind of trading, also known as algorithmic trading, is one of the most secretive parts of the financial industry. And online startup Quantopian wants to reveal those secrets.
I think probably the cleanest way to describe the big vision of the company is that it's democratizing access to the tools of Wall Street to the masses for free, open, online.
That's Andrew Parker of Spark Capital, one of the investors in Quantopian.
The way we see it is that there's about 10,000 people on Wall Street today that have access to the tools and resources inside a standard hedge fund. And, you know, those 10,000 people are no smarter than, say, the couple hundred thousand of engineers that have come out of IIT in India over the past decade or something like that. But they just have access to tools and resources that the rest of the world doesn't have.
In order to be an algorithmic trader, you need to be able to do two main things. First, you have to know how to write code. And second, you have to have a good investment strategy. Simon Thornington is a software developer by day and has been testing strategies on Quantopian in his spare time.
Well, there's the two halves. There's the technical half and there's the half of having a good idea. Technical half, just learn a little bit of Python if you want, play around, try some demo strategies that do things like buy Apple on Fridays. That's easy.
Python is the programming language you have to know in order to tell Quantopian how to implement your trading ideas. According to Simon, that's the easy part.
The hard part is coming up with an idea that's going to end up being profitable, and there's really no shortcuts for that.
An idea can actually be as simple as telling the computer to sell when prices are falling and buy when prices are rising. But that isn't very sophisticated, and it isn't going to earn you big bucks. Once you have that great idea, you write it as code into Quantopian's website and then test how it would have done in the past.
I'm going to give just a real low-level introduction.
That's Jess Stouth, the director of Quant Product Strategy at Thomson Reuters, speaking at a recent meetup for aspiring independent algorithmic traders in New York. Addressing about 75 people, Stouth described money-making models, and that's when the barrier to this automated trading democracy became clear.
Basically, we have a value-momentum model, which combines a bunch of different valuation and a bunch of different horizons of momentum in that sort of like our kitchen sink model that we sell.
Horizons of momentum? Kitchen sink models? Clearly, this is a lot more complicated than just showing up. But for most of the people at the meeting, they already have some of the necessary skills. Students like Eric Romano and David Lundgren.
I have a background in IT and computer science, and David is a student in computer science.
Yeah, we're both students, and we're also participants in this crazy program called Hacker School.
Others at the gathering were seasoned algorithmic traders who simply didn't want to be tied down to the rules and regulations of hedge funds, where many of them already work. This Quantopian user asked to go by his chat room handle, RI Trading.
When you work in like a corporate setting doing this, there's certain guidelines that you have to follow, certain things you can and can't trade, certain things you can and can't do, certain amount of leverage you can and can't take. So some of them just, you know, wanted to focus on actually doing the algorithms and not on the politics. So eventually the good ones go off and do it on their own.
Automated trading without restrictions sounds risky. So how much does he trust himself to create a successful formula?
I currently have my whole net worth invested in the market, so if I actually had something that worked, I'd put everything in it.
Researcher Raymond Roberts gives this warning to any rookies who think they might make it big on their first try.
If you don't know what you're doing, you should think carefully. And if you haven't done it before and you think that you're just going to be awesome, you should definitely not do it.
Professional investors rigorously test their formulas before they actually set them loose on the markets. But as we've seen from glitches in big company software, that doesn't always guarantee success. And the risk may be even greater if you go it alone. John Fawcett, the CEO of Quantopian, says that for now, he wouldn't bet his retirement account on the technology. However, the day when he does may not be a long way off.
The bright future for algorithmic investing is that we get past this kind of dangerous phase that we're in where not enough people really understand it, and the techniques are still closely guarded and not broadly available. And we move on to a future where there are algorithms that people can buy to drive their retirement accounts.
And in that future, you may have to decide, would you bet it all on a string of code? For WNYC, I'm Galen Druk.
There's also a culture of risk in the startup community, and if you fail, it carries absolutely no stigma. I wanted to know, how do these entrepreneurs keep going? So I walked across the street from WNYC's studios to a co-working space to meet a guy who calls himself Overworked Asian.
I realized I was working really crazy hours doing IT work, and it just hit me that I'm Asian. I'm really overworked.
His real name is Andrew Young. At just 30 years old, he's about to launch his third company. The one that failed most recently was a baked goods business called So Yummy.
You know, writing code is one thing. You're sitting at a computer typing all day versus baking, and you're physically lifting 100 pounds of flour and eggs and putting into a blender. It's a whole different world. It's nothing, you know, once I started doing it, I'm like, I really don't want to do this.
Andrew's newest venture is Venderly, a snack delivery service. And even if this latest company fails, he doubts it will be his last.
I'm a programmer, and we work with programmers. We know how to build it. And once we understand all the problems that are out there and how, hey, look, maybe we can build an app to solve that problem that people are having, chances are there are 50,000 other people that are having that same problem out there. So there's so much opportunity out there to really continue on reinventing yourself and building something that other people need. As new technology is always being introduced, there's always new ways to build on top of it. Whether it's Google Glass, you know, there's so many more opportunities on top of that. Whether, you know, putting a pair of eyeglasses on your face that has a mini computer on it, that opens so many doors to many types of businesses that can exist. And being that for programmers, that's just another opportunity to really take advantage of the market.
Principal, co-founder, brand ambassador, Andrew Young calls himself all those things. No wonder he feels overworked. But just wait till you have kids, bro. I'm Anusha Zamarodi, and this is New Tech City from WNYC.